Discover your sales strength. How the world's greatest salespeople develop winning careers. Author, Benson Smith and Tony Rudiligiano. Kidney stones are one of the most painful medical conditions, and they're likely to reoccur to people who've had them before. For years, physicians have been placing such patients on low-calcium diets. It just made sense, since the stones are made up of minuscule calcium fragments. But eventually, researchers found that patients with low-calcium diets had 47% more stones. This example illustrates the importance of data. Even the assumptions of experts can collapse under the weight of research. That's why at Gallup, we collected data about sales representatives. For the past 40 years, we have gathered data about sales and sales performance. Even though we've gotten very purposeful, we must confess our journey began by accident. In the mid-1950s, Don Clifton, a PhD researcher at the University of Nebraska, developed a reputation for tackling unusual problems. One day, he was asked to research the reason behind a high dropout rate between students in the Reserve Officers Training Corps program. Realizing that many reasons were behind the dropout rate, Don wondered if the students who continued the program shared any characteristics. He asked them hundreds of questions, looking for a pattern between their answers. Finally, he ended up developing a list of questions that met his criteria. He used these questions to interview all prospective recruits in the coming year and analyze their answers to predict their program longevity. Sure enough, his predictions turned out to be largely correct. We used this same process to help companies evaluate sales candidates. As we conducted in-depth interviews for these companies, we came into direct contact with thousands of salespeople. The Great Sales Myths. During our journey, we found many myths about sales performance: the education myth, the experience myth, the a good salesperson can sell anything myth, and more. Though these myths have been proven wrong, they still influence many companies' hiring decisions and management policies for their salespeople. As a result, they've hindered the development of many salespeople. Yes, your education and your experience can help you get a particular job, but don't be fooled into thinking they're important. What really matters is your underlying strength. Most people we interviewed have strengths that allow them to do something better than hundreds, sometimes thousands of others. Identifying your strengths and being in a job which you can use them every day will result in exceptional performance, and it'll help you develop the right sales approach for you. Anatomy of a strength. But what is it that makes up a strength? What gives a person a capacity for near-perfect performance on a consistent basis? Suppose we took 10 people who had never typed anything before and asked them to prepare a letter. As you might expect, these people would type painfully slowly, and their work would be filled with errors. Now, suppose we put each of them through a 3-month training program, in which they had the chance to learn and practice typing skills. Then, for the next 9 months, we had each of them work in a job that required a considerable amount of typing every day. What would be the results? Our analysis has proven that we would find a considerable range in performance, even when training and experience levels are almost identical. One or two of these people would likely become excellent typists. A few would become passable typists, and others would still find typing to be tedious. Yes, all of them would be better than the day they started, but only a few would deliver near-perfect performance. If we looked at the best typists, we would find they had a combination of physical dexterity, especially in their fingers, an ability to concentrate on their work, and a temperament that allowed them to do the same kind of work all day long and still perform at an exceptional level. These are not characteristics that come from training, experience, or knowledge. Those best typists had these underlying talents long before they ever touched a keyboard, and these talents ultimately differentiated how well they performed. Of course, strengths are enhanced by experiences, skills, and knowledge, but without the right talents, they alone will never turn us into world-class performers. How our talents affect us. Every day, you unconsciously respond to thousands of situations. For example, how do you react to the people you meet on the street? Do you automatically smile in a friendly greeting? Or do you wait for the other person to acknowledge you first? Perhaps you lower your eyes in an effort to avoid any contact at all. In this situation, and in many others, your talents are hard at work. They filter the information your brain receives and influence the responses you make. If you walk into a crowded room, you may be excited to meet new people, but someone else's response could be quite different. They may scan the room for a familiar face and look for a comfortable spot to spend the evening talking with close friends. Strength finder themes. After years of research, we began to see that certain themes were especially important in sales. The talents in these themes had to do with people's motivation, their ability to impact others, the way they form relationships, the way they get their work done, and their ability to think about customers' problems. After a company hired an outstanding salesperson, they frequently wanted some help in developing that individual's potential. Thus, our emphasis shifted slowly from recruiting talent to developing talent. Then we learned two important lessons. First, we realized people needed to understand the precise meaning of their themes and the shades of complexity and variances that accompany their unique talents. Consider, for example, the competition theme. People can be competitive in different ways, and they need to communicate and understand what those ways are. Second, we learned we had to have enough, but not too many themes. So, we carefully reviewed our database and selected 34 themes we believe accomplish both requirements. The dimensions of fit. If you want to improve your appearance, find a better tailor. From our research, we know sales success stems from patterns of thought, feeling, and behaviors that explain our motivation, the way we build relationships and commitments, the structure of our work, and our ability to understand customer needs. These are the critical dimensions of fit for a sales role. Because of this, we sometimes get asked to characterize the 34 Strengths Finder themes along these lines. We actually do something like that in our selection work for sales forces. However, Strengths Finder themes are much broader than these behaviors and cannot always be categorized. For example, a theme such as empathy is largely relationship-oriented, and a theme such as strategic is largely thinking-oriented. But a theme such as competition can have a broad application. Competition might explain a person's motivation, or might explain how that person tries to impact people, as in, come on, let's have a race. Talents in the competition theme may help form relationships. We frequently see highly competitive people band together to beat an opposing team and form a very close camaraderie as a result. And for some people, competition explains the way they think. But what about all the things we haven't mentioned? What about income, travel requirements, commuting time, and so on? We are not going to dismiss the importance of any of these issues, but none of them will turn you from a good performer into a great one, nor will it meaningfully contribute to your job satisfaction. However, even modest improvements to any of the dimensions of fit will do both. So, you want to be a sales manager. Sometimes a stepping stone is just a slippery rock. For some salespeople, there comes a time when selling is not enough. They want the increased status and the higher salary of the sales management. The truth is, a move into management can be a great boost for some, and a landmine for others. No matter what the perks and pay are, you'll not find management rewarding unless you're as good or better at it than you are in your current role. Going from being a star sales performer to an average manager is an unrewarding promotion. You might believe that if you are a success in one position, you're likely to succeed at anything else. Or maybe that successful people have certain habits that allow them to do well at whatever tasks they undertake. However, our data proved these myths wrong. We discovered that many people who are successful in one job show average or even poor performance in another. We've seen some great salespeople turn into great sales managers, but we've also seen some turn into appalling managers. So what accounts for the difference? It's up to you. Let's take Troy for example. He has command as one of his themes. This strength is ideal for sales presentations and is indicative of people who want to take control of the conversation. When Troy presents things to customers, he makes it impossible for them to say no. Yet, when he took on the role of the manager, his people were uncomfortable with his approach. He would sell them on their new quotas and close them into accepting. This approach was effective for Troy as a sales representative, but they hampered his results as a manager. Understanding both your talents and your motives can help you decide if moving into management is for you. Don't ask yourself, "Can I be a manager?" Instead, ask, "Do I have what it takes to be a successful manager?" Look at your themes and see if you can find a match between your strengths and your manager's job requirements. Can you set out expectations? Do you see the unique strengths in people? And can you encourage growth and development based on their strengths? Do you give deserved praise easily and often? Are you genuinely interested in the opinions of others? Or do you just wait for them to stop talking so you can continue talking yourself? These are the kind of questions that can help you decide if management is the right choice for you. In the end, if you ever decide to take on the sales manager position, you have to know that the story of every great manager is the story of the stars working for them. Your people are your true investment, so do your best to bring out their best.